The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
The Reverend Peter Simpson is from Penn Free Methodist Church near High Wycombe. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning. Would you go to a gay wedding?
Certainly not, because it would be a condoning of that which the Bible calls sinful. And that's the fundamental issue here. We now have the House of Commons openly repudiating the Christian faith, also encouraging the Queen to break her coronation oath, as she promised in 1953 to govern this nation according to the teachings of Scripture. And so what we are seeing here is the rapid secularization of this nation. This is about rejecting the Christian revelation.
But there are a number of Christians who are in favour of gay weddings and gay marriage.
A Christian is someone who submits to God's revelation in Scripture. A Christian is not someone who flows with the tide of secular fashion. Homosexuality is contrary to the way God created us. And if this legislation goes
through...
So
who created homosexuals?
God created all men, but homosexuality is a lifestyle choice.
Oh, right. So homosexual people are not born homosexual. It's something that they choose for themselves.
Exactly, yes.
Why would anybody do that?
Because fallen man, who is in rebellion against God, often finds sin more attractive than holiness.
No, but let's look at human nature, Peter. If you have an easy option to do something or a really difficult option to do something, it's human nature, isn't it, to go for the easy option? You know, why go the long way round when you can take the shortcut? Why would any human being say to themselves, well, I know that I'm going to perhaps lose friends, I know that I'm going to face obstacles, I know that perhaps my parents won't love me anymore or will turf me out of the house, but I'm still going to be gay just because I feel like it? Why would anybody do that? It doesn't seem very likely, does it?
You just said that a majority of people were in favour of homosexuality in the country. Therefore, it's quite hip, cool and trendy to be homosexual.
Oh, so people are gay because it's trendy?
People are gay because they are giving way to sin in their heart.
Could I just ask, I'm sorry, I'm going to ask you some questions, Peter. Please don't think me rude. It's just I really want to explore this because I'm fascinated. You're a heterosexual man.
Yes.
Could you be gay?
No.
Could you ever do anything gay?
I could fall into sin, but by the grace of God, I hopefully will not.
Right, but that if you're heterosexual, I mean, it would be a bit, you'd feel it was repellent to you or unnatural to you, wouldn't you, if you were to do anything homosexual?
Yes. You're talking, of course, to a Christian. A Christian is someone who has been born again and who has a new heart and who therefore hates all sin.
No, but I'm
not
just...
If you've been born again, you will like all kinds of sin, including homosexuality.
Really? So all of my listeners who consider themselves heterosexual, they would be perfectly able to be homosexual if they allowed themselves to be?
Some will. People...
Because I'm sure most people listening to my programme, you know, men who are married to their wives, the thought of being gay or doing anything gay for them would feel totally unnatural, totally unpleasant. They just wouldn't want to do it.
Not necessarily, because if you're not born again of God's Spirit, you have a sinful heart and are more likely to respond to the sinful passions of your heart. And there are many examples of people who have been in heterosexual marriages who then enter into homosexual relationships.
Do you not think it's possible they might have been homosexual all the time and were trying to suppress it because of people with views like yours?
It is not genetic. Studies have been made of twins, and there is no certainty that where you have identical twins, if one is homosexual, the other will be also. It is not genetic, it is a lifestyle choice. To have the House of Commons openly stating that the Christian scriptures are wrong and that our Christian heritage must be dismantled in this country. It's a very sad day for Britain. I completely disagree with David Cameron.